This is the Big East Sports Show on the Sports Map Radio Network. Here's Alyssa Walker Campbell.
Alyssa Walker Campbell, good morning. Welcome back. Sports Map Radio Network, the Big East Sports Show. Many different ways to connect with us. We are always live on social media. On Twitter, at eRadioSports. You can email the show, info@eRadioSports.com, podcastarena.com. And did you know you can take us anywhere, anytime, 24-7. Just download our app, Sports Map Radio. You bet, Super Bowl 56, the coverage is going to continue as we look forward to the big game. Here to help us out and get you ready is a gentleman who knows exactly what it takes to win it all. A Big E favorite, legendary Super Bowl winning coach, the great Dick Vermeil. Thank you so much for joining us. It's the first time on the show in 2022. Happy New Year.
Same to you. Yeah, it's always fun to join you.
Well, before we look ahead to the big game, but let's lead off with your takeaways from Kurt Warner's movie that was out at the end of 2021, titled American Underdog. It is such an inspirational movie. My family and I, we've watched it twice. What kind of feedback did you receive, and what did you share with Kurt after you watched it?
You know, I had the opportunity to host a private viewing in California, in downtown Philadelphia, and downtown Canton, Ohio.
Uh-huh.
And I enjoyed it more each time I saw it. It's very well done. You know, it's more than a football story about a quarterback winning the Super Bowl. It's a life story. There's a lot of great lessons that can be learned from really watching the movie. And it's a great investment, I think, as you said. I've received so many nice comments from friends, phone calls, emails, text messages that they just left the movie and really enjoyed it. We just left the movie and we were in tears when we left. And,
Yeah. You
know, it's just a good story. You know, and it covers all age groups. I think kids 10 years old will enjoy it, and guys 85 years old like me can enjoy it. It's really well done, you know, and I appreciated the fact that they used some of my exact conversations with Kurt as I spoke to him personally in a few years back, you know, so that added credibility to the movie for me.
Well, and certainly one of my favorite lines, actor Dennis Quaid played you, is when you said to Kurt, you know, destiny belongs to the underdogs. I mean, what do you want to prove? You know, do you remember that conversation with Kurt?
Yeah, I do. I didn't say it in those words. The words, I don't remember. You know, that's a long time ago. But I do remember saying, you know, Kurt, there's something I really like about you, and I just can't wait to find out what it is.
Yeah.
You know, and I've never forgotten that statement. I've forgotten other conversations and that, and many of them, but I didn't forget that. And they used it in the movie, which, again, added credibility.
You're listening to The Voice, legendary NFL Super Bowl winning coach, the great Dick Vermeil, back with us on Sports Map Radio Network, the Big East Sports Show. You know, when we think back to that time and the opportunity to coach Kurt Warner, what was going through your mind? I mean, did you think that he could play that well and he would go on to achieve such incredible success? The one thing that I took away from watching it is that you had a deep belief in him, a deep faith in him and his ability.
Well, I had an advantage as the head coach, not coaching any one specific position. During practices his first year, which they left the first year of his career with us in 1998 out of the movie, because they, you know, it would make it too long. But anyway, I watched him as our third quarterback throw the ball every day against our defense as the opposing quarterback. And I kept saying to myself, my God, this kid's impressive. No, chances are I can't do it in a game with a first team with 80,000 people in stands. You know, those kind of comments. But I know so many times I walked off the field and I would say, God, this kid can play or else our defense is terrible. You know, because he'd just pick us apart. So, you know, I had a belief that he would play and play well. No way could I predict he could play outstanding, you know. In the first six games, he had 18 touchdowns and two interceptions. Four of the first six games he played in, he had a quarterback efficiency rating of over 130. Rodgers hasn't done that. None of them have done it, you know. So it's just, you know what, I knew he could play. I could not predict he could play as well as he did.
Well, it was just a fascinating movie to watch when we think about Kurt Warner. Went from a stock boy at a grocery store to a two-time NFL MVP, a Super Bowl champion, and now a Hall of Fame quarterback. And, you know, I think about just your legendary, your Hall of Fame career. Life as an NFL coach, it's not easy. And I know you've been on my program many times. We've shared a lot of stories. But what do you think has been the key or was the key for you to connect with your players on an individual level? What was kind of your philosophy with coaching? Because it really did go beyond the X's and O's.
I had a real advantage over a lot of NFL coaches because I started out coaching in high school, both as an assistant and a head coach, junior college as an assistant and a head coach, college as an assistant and a head coach. And I really just never stopped being what I was at that time, a guy that coached kids. And, you know, to me, pro football players were kids that were bigger, faster, and making money to play the game, you know, but they were still people. And if I had an edge in anybody, that experience helped me learn how to better connect with young people that you're demanding a lot from, you know. And you can coach without being demeaning. You can get upset without attacking the person. You can attack the problem. There's a lot of things you can do to avoid a negative environment, you know. And I one time, it's a true story. I was at Hillsdale High School coaching, and the assistant coach, John Gilmore, was working with me, and his dad coached high school football for 45 years.
Wow.
And his dad made the statement to me. He says, you know, Dick, you can't make a champion out of a guy you continually call a chump. And I never
forgot.
You know, and so those kind of things add a foundation and a depth to your philosophy and your methods and your profile in coaching other people.
And, you know, the one thing we can say, too, is today you stay in touch with so many of your former players. What's that like? What's that mean to you?
I was peasant with two of them yesterday. Neither one of them were walking too good because I tend to live
right
here in Philadelphia. But, you know, I appreciate them and they appreciate me. My relationship with a lot of my former players is beyond player coach. You know, we're just damn good friends. We love each other. Mm-hmm. And we shared some really tough experiences and came out with mutual respect anyway. And that, to me, that's always been very critical.
Let's talk about the Chiefs. And what were your expectations coming into this season? Because they did not have that flourishing finish.
Well, you know, the best team doesn't always win.
Okay.
That's the only rule that they don't have in the National Football League anymore, that the best team has to win. All you have to be is the best team game day. And in my opinion, the Chiefs were the best team last week. They got beat because certain things didn't go well, and you've got to credit Cincinnati for doing what they did. It's tough to do. They're similar to my 1999 team.
Okay.
Win four games the year before and win the world championship the next year. Doesn't happen often. The other, when a losing team starts gaining momentum and confidence, the combined confidence building, it creates unbelievable momentum. And I felt right before the half, the Chiefs lost a great deal of momentum, and Cincinnati gained a ton of it. I felt they went into the locker room saying to themselves, you know, we've taken their best shot. Now we know we can go out there and beat them. And that's what happened. They did. Now, I don't know what I'm saying is true or not. But there's no question in my mind. If they played them five times, the Chief would beat them three or four times. Okay? But they didn't beat them that day. God bless them. I was rooting for them.
Well, it was impressive. I mean, the Bengals erased an 18-point deficit to beat the Chiefs in the AFC Championship. You got to give them a lot of credit for what they were able to accomplish.
No
punch
question.
Their ticket. First time in over 30 years. But your former team, when we talk about the Chiefs, I mean, what should the focus be in the offseason? What should that top priority be?
You know, Andy doesn't miss a beat. It's amazing, you know, what he does. And he keeps improving what he did real well as well as the things he didn't think he did as well the year before. You know, he's just a magnificent teacher and coach and person. And, I have a little maybe more thought about running game than some coaches do, even in today's world. You know, I like a little bit more eye back with the tail back deeper and handle the ball coming downhill with, you know, and these kind of things. But that doesn't mean I'm right, and I'm not second-guessing Andy or any other team that does it a different way, you know. But I know you get I feel you can get a little better play action out of the eye back when the quarterback under the center and that kind of stuff. But the game has changed so much, but you still have to block and tackle. You have to be tough. You have to play smart, not turn the ball over. You don't get a penalty at the critical time when you've made a big play and get a call back. Or you stop somebody and make a penalty and give them another opportunity. These things in a game like the Super Bowl coming up, or even in any game, you got to do it right. And, you know, that's common sense, really. But sometimes it just doesn't happen.
It is down to two teams, the Bengals and the Rams. Super Bowl 56 conversation continues with legendary NFL and Super Bowl winning coach Dick Vermeil after this quick timeout.
This is the Big E Sports Show on the Sports Map Radio Network. Here's Alyssa Walker Campbell.
Hey, welcome back. Hour one, Sports Map Radio Network, the Big E Sports Show. Right now, let's rejoin legendary NFL coach, the great Dick Vermeil. We are going one-on-one with Dick Vermeil, legendary NFL Super Bowl winning coach. A lot of years in the NFL, coach for the Eagles, the Rams, and the Kansas City Chiefs. An incredible resume, coached 240 NFL games, pro coaching career spanned 19 seasons in the NFL. Just a moment ago, we were talking about your Hall of Fame quarterback in Kurt Warner, and Tom Brady made it official this week. He announced his retirement on social media. Coach Vermeil, how will you remember Tom Brady and his incredible legacy?
Well, I was disappointed he retired, because I think he's a great example for athletes in general and for anybody.
Yeah.
If you really love something, you do it as long as you can, and, you know, there's no question he could keep doing it. I was disappointed because, you know, a guy's example is a hell of a lot more important than his opinion, okay, or his advice. All you had to do was watch him year in and year out, watch him compete, and you know what it would take for him to prepare at 44 years old and go out playing as well as he ever played. I think that's such a great example for all Americans, everybody, male, female, whether you're an athlete or not an athlete. And I hate to see us lose that weekend image of Tom Brady.
Do you think if he was single that perhaps he would still have another 5 years in the league? I heard Shannon Sharp mention that this week.
Well, you know, I can't say. I really don't know. But you, obviously, he's a family man, and, you know, and you make decisions based high percentage on how your family is and their frame of mind and their age groups. You know, we've all been through it. You know, I've got eight grandsons, three granddaughters, and now two great-granddaughters. So a lot of decisions are made, including the entire family.
Yeah, and it's a new chapter for Tom Brady. What's he going to experience this first year when he walks away from the game and sees that the season is underway? What was that like for you personally?
Well, for me, the first time I walked away, I had to. You know, I was, like I said, I was burnt out. I was a mess, and I wasn't a good football coach. I got into broadcasting and really enjoyed it. They paid you more money at that time to broadcast and play football. And I finally got back in. I really enjoyed it. We won it all. I went home. That was a mistake. You know, and I don't live in regrets and all that kind of stuff, or I just don't, but I should have stayed. And when I found out the night they were handing out the world championship rings at a beautiful banquet to my players, it got, oh, what did I do? I leave these guys and hell, they'll be better the next couple of years than they are now. You know, I shouldn't have done it, but I wasn't feeling sorry for myself. And I went home because I felt it was time to go out a champion and be with my family and the grandkids and all that kind of stuff. And then I got called back with the Chiefs, and I'm so much appreciate having had that opportunity. Because it was spending 5 years in Kansas City with the kind of people that are in Kansas City and kind of ownership and the coaching staff and the players I had there was a real great way to finish a coaching career. Really, I really enjoyed it. My only disappointment, my only regret, Mike, is I didn't do a good enough job to hand Lamar Hunt the trophy named after him, the Lamar Hunt AFC Championship Trophy.
He is a Super Bowl winning coach, one of the best. Dick Vermeil has been joining us at Sports Map Radio Network, the Big E Sports Show. The Rams are 4-point favorites against the Bengals. Will L.A. star power be too much for Burrow and the Bengals? How do you think this is going to play out?
Well, I think that's about right. You know, it's amazing how many times the gamblers are right, but I didn't when I was coaching. I didn't want anybody to tell me what the point spread was. Okay, I didn't want to feel I was going to lose before we played. You know, but anyway, I think the Rams are a little deeper football team all the way through every player, all the way through special teams, defense, and offense, and different critical categories. Now, no one's throwing the ball more accurately than Burrow. Yeah, he led the NFL with 70% complete. Both quarterbacks have a very high ratio of touchdowns per pass attempt and these kinds of things, and yards per pass attempt and yards per completion and all that. But I think the game will come down to, again, who doesn't make the stupid penalty, who doesn't turn the ball over, who takes the ball away will win, these kinds of things. Who fails in the red zone when he should have scored, or who missed the field goal in the final second. That's the kind of game I think it will be. But if I were going to bet on the game, I would take the Rams.
So, Dick, what is your relationship today with the Rams? Because you're a part of, obviously, this incredible legacy with this organization.
Well, you know, I live a long ways away. I watch them play. I haven't been in the new stadium. The last Ram game I saw, they were playing in St. Louis. Now, I have a good relationship with the owner, Stan Kroenke. We text back and forth a little bit. Yeah, I think I have a good relationship with Sean McVay. I had breakfast with him one time for a couple hours, and I really enjoyed him. Young, brilliant guy with an active mind and a great passion for the game, and I think a great ability to connect with people, yet strong enough to discipline a football team as a young man. Extremely impressed with him.
So how does one go about preparing for the Super Bowl, and perhaps through all your years in coaching, I mean, what was some of the best advice that you ever received?
Well, Chuck Noll was my consultant, going to the Super Bowl, because he'd been to four, and I visited with him a lot, and he said, Coach, don't forget how you got there. You know, sometimes you can get too fancy. You know, allow your team to be as good as they were and might be good enough to win it. And then do a few things that maybe you haven't done before, or add to, or you're going to emphasize this part of your game in this game because of this is what they dictate you do and you think you can do against them. But don't try to get too smart. Get all your preparation done in town before you go into the home site where the game is going to be played. I didn't have that advantage with St. Louis Rams. With the Eagles, we had a week bye. With the Rams, we played the championship game on Sunday, and we were on the airplane flying to Atlanta, Georgia, the next day. So it didn't allow me enough time to screw it up, I'll tell you that. Okay, we won that one.
Super Bowl 56, the Rams battle the Bengals in Los Angeles. The countdown is on. I got to wonder, hey, Coach, will you and Carol, will you guys be at the game?
Yeah, I think we're going to the game, yep.
Nice. And as we get ready to close out our interview, hey, Valentine's Day, it is just around the corner. Of course, the perfect time to pick up some Vermeil Wines, vermeilwines.com. What are they going to find when they go to your website?
Well, they're going to find us in the playoffs for the first time in 13 years. We're a winning organization for the first time. Business is very good. Our
Great.
Wine club now is up to 425 members and growing. Our write-ups and evaluations are very strong and positive, so it's going well for us. We really are. We're in the playoffs.
I love it. And my final question for you is, we got to congratulate you. You've been selected as a finalist for the Pro Football Hall of Fame. What say you? I mean, is 2022 going to be your year?
We're going to find out next week.
That's
okay.
Right. That's right. Absolutely. We look forward to having that conversation. And again, Coach, thank you so much for stopping by. We always appreciate your
time. Always fun to be with you. Take care. Hello, everybody in Houston.
Much more coming your way. Sports Map Radio Network. We will be right back after this quick timeout.